Hi everyone, I'm Beth.
And I'm Emily.
And welcome to Let's Talk Tots, your honest guide to thriving with an under five and beyond. In this podcast, we promise to be open and honest with the good, the bad and the ugly aspects of parenting.
Along with business spotlights and showcasing charities, we'll be sharing real experiences on popular topics as well as those taboo subjects.
Happy Wednesday. We are back. We've had a short break for December through to now, but we are now back. This time we are going to be following a theme of our awards. So if you don't follow Lots for Tots, or somehow you do and you've missed it, then Lots for Tots is having its first ever award night. It opportunity for us to be able to celebrate all the amazing businesses that we have across Derbyshire. So we're really excited for it. And as part of it, we've asked if anybody would like to come on the podcast. That's a finalist. So this series of Let's Talk Tots is going to be based around that, and we're going to be interviewing some of the amazing businesses that have made it through to the finals. But before we do, we're going to start off. There's an event coming to Derby, and we have excitedly been able to have them come on the podcast. So they're heading to Derby Arena on Sunday, the 28th of April, and they're called Jurassic. My little boys have seen the advert for this when I was putting Last Times magazine together, and Elijah especially noticed it and was very excited by it. So I'm going to give you a quick overview of it before we get the lovely Erica from Jurassic Earth on. So it's, as I said, in Derby Arena. Its running time is 1 hour, 15 minutes. The bio for it is the UK's original and best live dinosaur show. Come face to face with the world's largest walking T-Rex, Triceratops and hatchlings in a fun-filled 75-minute family show. So there's lots of audience participation, there's fun at the forefront of every performance, and most of all, huge life-size walking dinosaurs. So it sounds amazing. But let's get Erica on, and she'll be able to tell us all about it. Hi, Erica. So we've got some questions from our listeners. So nice, easy one to start with. Can you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about you?
Certainly can, yes. My name's Erica Crompton. I'm the director here at Jurassic Earth, and I unlock all the action and hold the keys to the cages and let the dinosaurs roam the UK.
Wow. And so what's your role in the company? Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Well, obviously, as director, it was originally my idea, and Jurassic Earth all came about during COVID. Because obviously we couldn't do the events that we wanted to do. And I tried to work out a way that I could get these dinosaurs to an audience in a socially distanced way. And we decided to begin doing shows, theatre shows, and Jurassic Earth was born. So from everything from writing the script to sourcing the actors and the operators, obviously finding the venues that are suitable for the dinosaurs to appear, we do all of that.
That's brilliant. That's really good. It's funny, isn't it, what's come from COVID and, yeah, come out of it.
I know. Well, I think that's the thing. I mean, there were so many, you know, negatives, you know, with COVID, but I think quite a lot of people have had to try and find unique ways to get around it, you know, because we were all in the same boat and we just couldn't put on the events that we wanted to do. Families were, you know, bored. They didn't have, you know, other than the sort of going to walks and going on walks and different things. They had nothing to do. So, as I say, we sold out within days, I would say. Within a couple of days, we had sold out of our first show, and we set up another day straight away. And then the following week, we put on another event. And again, they just kept selling out. People were just starved of entertainment.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, lots of different people have sort of sprung up, and they've started doing dinosaur shows too. You know, flattery. It's a good form of flattery, isn't it?
Imitation. It is indeed.
We are the original, and if I might say, the largest dinosaur show that is currently roaming the UK, touring the UK. So when you come to see us, we have been going the longest. We have the best dinosaurs, the biggest, fearsome, friendliest. We have all different types of dinosaurs. So it's a super exciting show.
Amazing. And you tour in the UK, is that right?
We are, yes, that's correct. We don't just do the theatres, though. We do other events. So we might do Jurassic takeovers. We do some work, actually, for Derby Bid. They're a bit, yes, we have done quite a bit of work in Derby before, a fabulous place where we've literally taken over the whole of the city centre, you know, and with gates and a hatchery and the babies. And the arena shows. All this, of course, is completely different to the show Jurassic Earth itself. The theatre show is more of a storytelling show. So you're going to get to almost enter Jurassic Earth yourself by coming to the theatre. You get to meet all the dinosaurs. You get to take part in ranger training. You become an official ranger. And of course, you're guided through Jurassic Earth and you get to meet all the dinosaurs in just a fantastic storytelling adventure.
Wow, that sounds very, very exciting. To be fair, I think they've told you back at Derby Live, but I'm really excited about this because I've got two boys that are dinosaur mad. So,
well, you know what? I can't even explain to you that every time I'm at a show, I actually get this bubble of excitement inside me. I can't describe it, even now just talking about it. When I know certain dinosaurs or certain, because I know, obviously, I know the show.
Yeah.
Know which dinosaurs are coming out and I know what's going to happen and I just get so excited because I know the excitement it's going to bring to all the children. It's just fantastic. I get a thrill myself, so quite sure children who've never seen these beasts up close before will just have the very best time. Honestly, we've had children, there's been times when, you know, we've had children say, oh, you've made my son's dream come true, he got to meet a real dinosaur, and you know, and oh, he couldn't go to sleep last night because he was just so excited, he kept talking about the Triceratops, and you know, it's fabulous. I just absolutely love it, and I think it's that makes us want to just keep doing it more and more times again. It's just the joy, the absolute joy, but not just for children as well, it's for adults as well. The adults get the thrill when their children are having a good time. The adults are having a good time. Plus, I think there's quite a lot of humour in there that some children might not get.
Always love one of those, yeah.
So the pantomime with dinosaurs is the best way to
Love it. So I haven't prepped you for this question, so sorry, but you've said obviously that this came out of COVID. What made you go into dinosaurs as the theme for what you were going to do?
Ah, right. Now then, we were the very first company that brought dinosaurs over to the UK. And I'm going back now 8 years ago when they very first sort of started coming out. And it was from the idea of walking with dinosaurs. Speaking to, obviously they were in America. I thought, you know what? I wonder if this would work. My alter ego is I'm the director of Bigfoot Events, and we run lots of different events all over the UK. And in my head, I thought to myself, well, maybe if we had a T-Rex dinosaur, that would be fabulous as a real surprise meet and greet at a, you know, at an event or a this or a that. And that's all I had in my mind at the time when I did it back in 2003. Was it 2013? I seem to think might have been. Gosh, it's even further away than I thought I could remember. And we brought over a T-Rex dinosaur. We tried it out, and the popularity became so great that people were going, "Have you got more than one dinosaur? Have you got a different dinosaur? Have you got this type of dinosaur?" And it was like, right, okay, this is business. So we just started. I started bringing in multiple dinosaurs. I had the very first website up with, you know, advertising dinosaurs. Obviously, lots of people have followed suit, and I don't blame them, because the more joy we can bring to the UK, the better. The more the merrier, I say. There's work for everybody. And you just can't get enough of these dinosaurs. They're just so realistic. I think what sets us apart from other people is all the costumes that we bring over are recreated, bespoke to us. So we sort of rip out the insides, if you will, make them bespoke with the animatronics, with the movement, with the realism and the way they look and the way they move. And our operators train religiously over and over again with the movements, so they actually become the dinosaur. They think dinosaur, they become dinosaur. When you see one of our dinosaurs, you're not going to think it's a man in a suit. You're going to really believe that this beast is on stage and right there in front of you. They're so realistic, and it's fantastic to see, you know. And I just think we've done that. We've created it. So yeah, it became a business going back from that. So we had the dinosaurs operating and doing events up and down the country. We've been doing this for many years. And it was only when all those events were taken away from us that I decided to, how can I present it? And it had to be socially distanced. And that's how the stage show was born.
Amazing. Wow. What a good story.
Yes.
I mean, that's the nice thing, isn't it? We will always remember COVID and what's come from it.
Yeah.
Okay. So what can parents, families, children expect from Jurassic Earth?
As I mentioned earlier, think pantomime with dinosaurs. It's extremely interactive. From the moment they arrive, there will be props, photo opportunities in the foyer. There will be characters roaming around. So it's an interactive experience from the moment they arrive. The show itself is a storytelling show which takes you in as a guest to visit Jurassic Earth, almost like you might visit a safari park, for instance. So you'll go through to different paddocks and enclosures, all from your seat. But it's all very interactive, and you will, I don't want to give too much away, you'll get to see what happens. But what can they expect? They can expect to see herbivores, baby hatchlings. They can see, obviously, the predators, Spinosaurus, raptors, and obviously the king of all the dinosaurs, the T-Rex, Tyrannosaurus Rex. The characters, we have a fantastic Dr. Bones. We have Ranger Rookie. We have Ranger Danger, Ranger Keys. Yeah, we've just got a fantastic team on board who will guide the audience all the way through the show. And of course, we do have an option as well, you know, if anybody wants to meet the dinosaurs afterwards, or meet a dinosaur, meet the hatchlings and meet the characters, there is a VIP option as well.
So yes, I was going to ask you about that. So what if somebody does want the VIP experience? Are you able to give any sort of insight into what that includes? What does that mean?
Absolutely, yes, yes. It's a post-show interaction. So on arrival, they will get a program and activity book and crayons, which they can collect from the merchandise stand. Then after the show, post-show, they remain in the auditorium, and then we arrange photo opportunities and meet and greets with some of our wonderful baby hatchlings. Some of them literally will have been born the day before. So it's a fantastic experience. And they'll get to meet one of the larger dinosaurs and, of course, the characters from the show. So it's a fabulous experience for a real close-up and personal and fantastic photo opportunities, of course. So, yeah, that's great.
Brilliant. Okay. And then I guess a good question for us is, what age would you say this is suitable for?
It depends. Obviously, it's always going to depend on your child, and you know your child better than anybody else. We always say from age 2 to 102, because those are the age groups that we've actually had in our audience. Okay. And loved it. Even toddlers will sit absolutely rapt watching the show. But obviously you always get the odd one that might sort of go, you know, oh, actually I'm not, or I'm crying, or I'm upset. So you have to know your own child, you know. I think what happens in the show, people think, oh no, it's going to be way too scary for my child. But when they get there, it isn't at all, because the way it's done, there's so much humour and gentleness, and, you know, obviously the characters meeting before, they get taught how to control a dinosaur within the show. So any fear that they have, they know then, they actually know how to control the dinosaurs. And once they start practicing that, they realise that they're the ones in control and there's nothing to be frightened of. So, you know, I would say the best age in the world would be between, let's say, where the magic happens, I would say, is between 4 and 8 or 9, something like that. But that's trying to narrow it down. And I also know 3-year-olds, and I also know lots of teenagers that have enjoyed this show. So honestly, when I say it's for all age groups, it's a family show. It's brilliant.
I'm really glad you've said about the scariness, because a few of my friends have messaged because they've seen it in lots of talks, and they've said, oh, do you think this is suitable for, and then obviously said whoever, I don't know if they'll be too scared. So thank you. You've answered that, because I've gone back and said, oh, I'm not sure. I'll check for you.
Oh, you know, I mean, I think when we've got the trailer, obviously you have to sort of show the drama of the show. But the reality is there's an awful lot of gentleness and humour and belly laughs. I mean, some of the dinosaurs are just so cheeky. It's just quite funny to watch with the rangers and how they interact. But, you know, I don't want to give too much away. You'll see for yourself.
So have you got any do's or don'ts for parents that are obviously bringing their children?
I do. Yes, indeed. Everyone should really just grab a pen and paper and make a note of these, please, if you could. Number one is don't put your hand inside a dinosaur's mouth. For obvious reasons, you know, especially not your right hand. If you're right-handed, we recommend that you don't do that. If you're doing VIP meet and greet, we say hello, take a photo, and then run for your life. Bring meat to distract the flesh-eating predators. That's always a good idea. But please, we do ask, don't feed your children to the dinosaurs. That's not a service that we provide. We're inundated with inquiries.
Is there anything else, without ruining it, that you would like to let anybody know, obviously, before they come?
What can I say? Just be prepared to be mesmerised. As I say, I've had toddlers in there that have been besotted, but, you know, the magic is really with the four to nine-year-olds, and they will be mesmerised completely. Love every second of it. Just stay in the moment and just watch the joy on your child's face, because it is absolutely magical.
Thank you. For anybody listening and you don't know how to book, I'm going to share a little link so you'll be able to book it. Thank you so much for coming on, Erica. I can't wait to attend with my voice.
Good. And I can't wait to hear what you have to say about it afterwards. You'll enjoy it.
Yes, I'm sure I will. Like I said, the trailers and things look amazing. So yeah, I've got two little excited boys.
Fabulous.
I've already seen the trailers.
Oh, well, we look forward to seeing you there.
Well, thank you so much, Erica, for your time. Thank you for popping on this evening.
Take care. Bye. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Let's Talk Tots. We would love to get your input, so follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Let's Talk Tots Podcast, where you can send your questions, share your experiences, and stay up to date with the topics we discuss, businesses we showcase, and get important information from the charities we work with.